This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we are privileged to be here today with Henrietta Fore. How are you?
Just fine.
And Henrietta, I'm trying to figure out how to summarize what you've done, because you're philanthropist, you're on boards like Exxon, General Mills, you've been a major emissary for the United States with USAID, with the Mint, which you ran, and you're also CEO and chairman of a company called Holzman International. So how would you sum up Henrietta Fore?
Well, I love the world at large, so I want to make the world better, and I love business. And I think business is one of the ways we can make the world better. So you will see a pattern of service to my country, of service to the world, and of service to business.
And let's start off. We're talking about Father's Day, and which is when this is airing. 1902, your grandfather. Tell me the story.
Well, grandfather was in Chicago, and he was at the birth of an industry. He was an architect, and he began hearing about the automobile, about this new invention that was going to be a carriage, but it could operate on its own without horses. It would be clean, it could go anywhere, and it would be very reliable. So he began to invent one, and for several years he built a Holzman automobile. What was interesting from a family standpoint is to watch how invention occurred. Each year models would come out, but with improvements. So in the beginning, there was a 1 gallon gasoline tank, and it was in the back of the seat. And there was just one front seat, tiller steering, and kerosene lamps on the front of the car. 3 years later, you would see there was a wheel for steering. He had invented reverse as a gear.
And he actually is credited with inventing reverse, correct?
Yes, because neither bicycles did not have a reverse, and horses knew how to reverse, so cars had to learn how to reverse. And then he also put the lights onto the front fenders so that you could turn the wheels to the right or to the left and see where you were going. And this is in the days when the roads were muddy and they were rutted and they weren't paved. And so these country doctors and country farmers needed automobiles that could travel over all roads, and they had to climb up hills, and they had to move in the snow. And so grandfather was part of that early set of pioneers who thought about automotive travel.
Now, before we talk more about business, because it's fascinating what he did and how the car has changed, you and I have spoken before about what you think the future of the car would be. And I think being in this unique family, you've earned the right. I could add one more thing to your business card, which would be visionary. Talk about the future of the car.
Well, I wish I could say that I was building cars for the future, but I am sure that we are going to all be traveling in flying cars. So as individuals and as families and in taxis and buses, and I think it will be near term. I think we will be starting to do this in the next 5 to 10 years. And when you look at the innovations in this country as well as in other countries in the world, it will be a form of transportation that will be convenient. It is not yet crowded, but it will be very innovative, and similar to my grandfather's time period, it will lead to a lot of innovations in how families think about transportation and how corporations think about transportation.
How will it change how families think about transportation? And then how will it change how corporations think about transportation?
Well, many of us are thinking about self-driving cars. The same will be true for self-driving flying cars.
Will they be all self-driving, or do you think there'll be a combination?
I think there will be a mix. Some of us like to continue to drive, and others of us wish to be driven. Mm-hmm. And there will be drones, those that are not filled with people and that are going to be driven, probably autonomously. But as you look at the world to come, some people dream that there will be no parking lots, that people will be dropped off at a place and then your car, your flying machine will go somewhere else. I'm not sure that Americans will approach it that way. We like to have our own individual space. And it may be that every young person going off to school will want their own mode of transportation and that they will want their own little flying machine to go to school. So I think there could be two paths here, one in which we all ride in shared space and another one where we all have our own individual modules, and there are lots of them, and we all want to own one, rather like a bicycle. We all want to own one.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Henrietta Fore, and we are speaking right now about the future of course, her family was so deeply involved with her grandfather with Holzman International Automobile. And I'm even looking at your card with that's his original automobile on the card, correct?
It is. High wheelers.
So let's now shift, because earlier in your career you were in the public sector. So talk about some of your experiences with the Mint, with USAID, what you did and what you're proudest of.
Well, I think it's important for everyone to spend time serving their country. And as a young woman, I volunteered to serve my country, and I had a chance to serve in two areas, one being foreign assistance and the U.S. Agency for International Development. I have served there several times, and in the Department of State and in the Department of Treasury with the United States Mint. In the United States Mint, we had a time when the mints of the United States were being audited for their safety. Our Secretary of the Treasury was Paul O'Neill, the legendary CEO of Alcoa, very keen on good safety measures. And we violated 128 OSHA violations in our mint in Philadelphia. And that was not our value as a United States government agency. We wanted to be the best that we could be, and we should act out all of the values that we held as a nation and as an entity. So we decided to shut down the mint. We shut it down for 6 weeks. All the people in the mint set to work shoulder to shoulder, cleaning up the mint and fixing the violations. It meant that we had a new esprit de corps. The union and the management worked together. Everyone was on board, and we cleaned up the mint and began to reopen, and we began winning awards. So with OSHA violations, it turned into being a real area of excellence. We'd worried a great deal about shutting down the Philadelphia Mint. It was the first time that it had been shut down since our inception, and it creates half the nation's money supply. And to not have money in the cash registers of America would be a problem. But the Denver Mint picked up our workload in Philadelphia. So the system as a whole, the mints worked together, and everyone worked together. And it was a moment of great pride. In the U.S. Agency for International Development, there's so many times when you feel good to be an American, but you usually feel it most strongly if there's been a disaster. So whether it's been a famine or a hurricane or a cyclone or some place where thousands of lives have been lost, then you hope that there will always be an American there with some food, with water, with blankets, who can help you and shepherd you to safety. And the American government and USAID comes through with that time and time again. So it makes you very proud.
You must feel like you've contributed so much. You must feel just wonderful about this. Think about how you've changed the fabric of society.
Yes, you do. You feel you've contributed to the world around you. You've made the world a better place. And that's important for all of us. So CED is a bipartisan group that has a number of policy prescriptions for ways to move our country forward in the world of economics and in education and in health. So of the many policies we have in America, to choose some that are agreed on as bipartisan is a very good thing.
We are about to take a break on that note, and when we come back, we're going to hear insights on board governance and also on what CEOs can do to build a better society. Back in a few.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Henrietta Fore, and we are now talking about governance. So you are on several boards, from CECP to ExxonMobil, General Mills. You could mention more. It's too long to read, but tell me, what have you learned about effective governance?
Governance is important in every organization, but every organization has a different style. The large public corporations need an oversight mechanism that has a clear delineation between boards of directors and management. And it is important from several points of view, but it is not the same when you're in a privately held company. They need a type of governance also, but it is a different kind. It is a kind in which you are thinking about your people and succession planning within your entity, less that you are thinking about your broad group of public shareholders. In nonprofit organizations, you also need to think about good governance principles, because you are carrying the trust of the public and you are carrying donations from foundations and individuals. And in the United States government, you also have to think about governance, because it is oversight of the taxpayers' money. And how you use it, how you invest it wisely, is very important. So governance is, it is seen differently in each of those settings, but it usually comprises oversight of the people, of the processes, of the systems, of the products and services that you offer to the public at large.
If there is one element that's consistent in your DNA of being a board member, that whichever board you go into, regardless of the discipline or the field they're in, what is that that you bring to the table that you are proudest of, that you would never capitulate on, that you say, this is the one area I'm really bringing to the table?
I think each of us who are board members hopes that we will be wise. It is not that you will always be the same, but that in every situation you will bring as much wisdom as possible, and it will be a mixture of your education and your experiences, but that you will know how to react at that moment in time. It's different in times of crises than it is when you have a well-running company or when you have a company that's in trouble, but you will hope that you will be wise. I often feel that when you're a board member, you also need to choose companies that fit you. So I look for companies that have high integrity, they have products that I believe in, that they have approaches to their customers, their suppliers, and their employees that I am proud of.
So let's move now from the board to the CEO. You are a CEO, and you've worked with many CEOs. What advice do you have to the CEO community on what you believe they can do to be even more effective as CEOs? And you have an audience now of several hundred thousand CEOs.
Be open with your board, but aim high. So often CEOs feel that they have to meet their targets absolutely on the penny or on the date. But in reality, you have to be ambitious enough, optimistic enough about your products and services, and that you and your people can achieve something greater than yourself. And you have to convey that to the board and give yourself some metrics that you can accomplish. But if you miss it a little, it is better to have aimed high. than it is to have aimed too low and not tried to be the best you can possibly be. The second thing I would hope that CEOs, all of us, have to think about is how to be innovative, how to create in our products and services and in our space. Creation is a constant activity. You have to encourage it in your people. Everyone should be creating something. If you haven't had a new and interesting idea this week, then you just should stop, reflect for a moment, and get one, so that there's creation constantly at work in your organization.
Well, I think that's what all organizations want. It's, if you could get that creation. Now, let's talk about how do you integrate that creation, because you've also spoken about the future of American CEOs should be at the nexus of profit and common good. How does all of that creation, profit, common good, how does all of that tie together for CEOs?
All right, so let me give you an example for two boards that you have not mentioned. One is Essilor, and they are a French company that is the largest eyeglass lens manufacturer in the world. So you could be focusing on how to make a better eyeglass and how to machine the edges better and to make it bigger or smaller or to make it darker or lighter. But instead, they said, we want to provide vision for the world. So 1 billion people now have corrective eyeglasses. 3 billion people need it. Mm. And all of us, all 7 billion, we need sunglasses to help protect our eyes from sun. So if that becomes your mission as a company, you then say, well, then how could I create affordable, simple eyeglasses for the world? And so they created something called iMitra. And it started in India, where you would have individuals who would have little backpacks and frames and lenses that are machined so that they could go into the right or the left eye. You can do your eye prescription with an iPhone. So I can give you a pair of eyeglasses for $10, and it means that a school child can read a book.
Remarkable.
It means that you can do your sewing work. But it means that you're bringing vision to the world.
What a great vision.
Yes. So it makes you a company that's focused on profit, and yet you're doing something for the larger good. A second board I am on.
But we only have a minute and a half, so you'll have to give us a quick story.
Is named Theravance Biopharma. And we thought, what was the most important disease that we could conquer? We developed drugs in small molecules. And it was that you could not breathe, that life would not exist. So we focused on COPD, which is pulmonary disease. And that is what we make small molecules and drugs to cure. So it is a business purpose, but it's for a greater common good.
We have about 15 seconds left. What is your hope for society?
That we be better and that we think about the common good.
And on that note, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We've been speaking with Henrietta Fore. And I do want to say, for everyone who's a CEO, be open with your board, but also aim high. Don't be afraid that you're going to aim too low. That's correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And on that note, I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dr. Pat Harnett. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
And Pat is the CEO of the Ethics and Compliance Initiative, which was founded in 1922. So I want to ask you first, this is obviously of great importance to CEOs to understand the name Ethics and Compliance. Just walk me through those words. What does ethics really mean?
Ethics has to do with a situation you face where you have to make a decision, and the outcome of your decision impacts other people. Very simply stated, ethics has to do with what the right thing is to do in any kind of given situation.
And compliance, what does that really mean? It's a platitude, we hear it all the time.
Compliance is a popular topic in business, that's for sure. But it has to do with the rules and regulations. What are the boundaries? So if you think about ethics as what is the right thing to do, compliance is what is the wrong thing to do? When have you overstepped?
Is it that ethics are qualitative and compliance is quantitative, or it's much deeper than that?
Ethics is much more values-based. I'm not sure it's qualitative. I do know that when we think about it, it feels more soft and fluffy, especially in the business context. People think of it as much more touchy-feely. But in reality, compliance has to do much more with regulation, with government enforcement, especially in the business context. And ethics is much more about culture and conduct, how we want to treat each other, the kind of reputation we want to have as an organization. What actually do we mean by integrity when we want our people to uphold a certain standard? What is that? That's ethics.
So let's talk about from a CEO's perspective. Really talk through, why are these issues so important to CEOs? What are the ramifications?
Probably the biggest reason that it should be important to CEOs is that if without some sort of standard for conduct in your organization, and by that I mean some sort of articulation about the values that are most important to us and a system in place internally to uphold those standards, without that, you're ripe for all kinds of problems. Most of the scandals you read about in the news with respect to business are generally ethics and compliance related. At the end of the day, somebody overstepped the regulations, we paid bribes to foreign officials, we had breakdowns in product quality, product substitution problems. They're all based on decisions made by employees every day in a business, people who had authority to make decisions but didn't have enough guidelines around what is the standard by which we're going to operate.
Where does this reside in an organization? Most organizations will have ethics and compliance officers. Does this reside with the board? What is the role of governance in this?
Most often, companies can point to a function on an org chart that is the ethics and compliance function. And there might be a chief compliance officer, a business conduct officer, something like that. And it's also very common for businesses to say, if we can point to it on an org chart, we've got an ethics and compliance program in place and we can check the box. But we've done a lot of research around what actually moves the needle in improving conduct in an organization, what helps you to avoid the undue risks that your companies can take, and it has to go well beyond the function on the org chart. A high-quality ethics and compliance program, the one that really matters, that reduces risk, it starts with the board. It's owned by the CEO and the C-suite. Every business leader throughout the organization understands their responsibility for identifying and mitigating risk, but also building a culture where ethics really matters. So it's not as simple as we got a CECO and a hotline, we're good. It's usually not enough.
What's an example of a company that you would say really does this right?
I think one of the companies that I think does it very well is General Electric. They have not only owned from the highest levels of the organization the importance of integrity to their business success long term, but they have developed a very common language and simple set of understanding that every business leader can speak to. Every business leader at GE can speak to the importance of culture, why it matters that employees raise concerns, what they need to do when they have concerns to raise. So that is an organization that has managed to integrate the whole idea of integrity into every part of their business function. The defense industry is another industry that's gotten it right as well. Theirs, of course, was born out of the scandals in the 80s, but the defense industry as a whole has really worked on developing strong programs that begin with a set of values. They're owned at the very top of the organization, and they've managed to perpetuate it over time.
And I know that you are the oldest non-for-profit dedicated to research and helping business leaders build and sustain high-quality ethics and compliance. You have a lot of organizations who are member organizations, Google, Walmart. Talk about the role of a member organization.
Our chief ethics and compliance officers, of course, have concerns that are very inherent to their jobs, and they need a place where they can compare notes, talk about challenges on the horizon, look at emerging issues for business and the ethics implications of those kinds of things. So, for example, things like big data and the development of it in business and its use in business, there's an ethics component to that. And it becomes the responsibility of a chief ethics and compliance officer to help prepare the business for the unintended ethics issues that come with it. So in that sense, Google and Walmart and Prudential, Lockheed Martin, they're members of our organization because we get them together to look at those emerging issues and prepare the systems and resources they need to tackle them.
So it's clear there's a connection, a deep connection between culture and ethics. I want to shift now and talk about gender, because you've done deep study that I don't know anyone else who's done this type of study about women in leadership and ethics and gender and men in leadership and the nuances. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us from that? And this was huge. 10,000 people you interviewed, correct?
Right. Overall, we know that when a CEO sets a strong tone from the top, and by that I mean they talk about the importance of ethics, they're modeling the kind of conduct that employees think they need to uphold. The CEO alone can reduce misconduct by as much as 50% in an organization.
50% the CEO,
yes,
is that type of influence.
There are two drivers of culture in an organization: perceptions of the tone at the top and your relationship to your own supervisor. So if you have those two things happening in a very strong way, it's dramatic the difference it has in an organization. So that said, we wanted to know, does it matter what the tone to employees, what they hear, if the CEO is male or female, and if the employee is male or female? Because the tone isn't always the same. It's driven by personality. It's driven by a lot of factors.
What were the findings?
So one of the things we learned was that when the CEO is male, employees in general are more likely to hear. It doesn't matter what the CEO is actually saying. This is what they hear.
So this is perception, not necessarily reality.
They hear the CEO emphasizing the rules. They hear them emphasizing risk and the bottom line. They hear them emphasizing the importance of accountability and staying out of trouble. When the CEO is female, employees are more likely to hear them say that the culture of the organization is important, that employees are valued, that they care about providing support and providing resources. The reality is that you have to have both of those communications. So even though most CEOs, I think, do their best to try to set a tone, very often they're not really aware of their natural tendencies in what they are emphasizing, and they're not always aware of what people are hearing.
That's a fascinating study. Is there any way people could get hold of this study?
Yes, absolutely. It's available on our website.
And that, again, is ethics.org.
Just think about ethics and add the org.
Okay, and we have about a minute and a half left. Could you just give us a snapshot of BP, what your findings were there? Because everyone would want to hear about that.
I think one of the things that's been most impressive about BP post Gulf oil spill was that they have done a tremendous amount of work to try to understand their own organization, but they looked at it from the perspective of the values of the organization. So not long after the oil spill, their senior leadership at the very highest levels looked at the values that they espouse and they revised them. And we were brought in very recently to go out and do a listening tour with them. They have a monitor in place, a DOJ appointed monitor. We worked with the monitor and did a series of focus groups to ask employees about, are these values the right values? How do you make use of them in your own work? And what they learned was people really do support the values, but they also learn some ways that they can provide more resources to make them more relevant to employees where they're working.
On that note, we're actually tying up the interview. And Pat, I want to thank you for being on the CEO Forum.
My pleasure.
And everyone listening in as a CEO, remember, it's not about checking off the box. It's about moving the needle. And the first step is doing what GE, as an example, did, which is creating common language in your organization. Be with you next week.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Martin Sen. How are you, Martin?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. And Martin is the co-founder and CEO of the Da Vinci Virtual Office Solutions. Now, this is a company you may not have heard of, but I want to say two things to CEOs. Number one, they have 1,300 partner locations throughout 40 countries. Two, a very different model that is of significant value to CEOs. So listen in, and you'll also hear a lot about the future. So walk through what your basic model is.
Da Vinci was founded in 2006 with the purpose of really empowering entrepreneurs and companies to work more flexible and to take advantage of cost-effective outsourced solutions on a larger scale. We wanted to provide a product that was available nationwide and globally. And really, if you break down our service lines, there's three main product families that we offer. We focus on virtual office addresses, which allows a company to have a professional business address anywhere in the world. We then also offer flexible workspace that you can rent by the hour, by the half day, by the full day. Since you have a virtual office, you don't have physical space on a permanent basis anymore. And then the third piece to complement all those services is our live receptionist services, which allows you to hire a team of live receptionists on an outsourced basis to answer your phone calls, perform administrative tasks, and really take care of the front end of your business.
And you have, say, a pool of like five or something secretaries or receptionists, so they will get to know the person and build a relationship as well.
That's correct. We really took a boutique approach to phone answering. We wanted to make sure it's very personalized, it's very customized. We also want to be able to perform specific tasks that pertain to each individual company and represent it properly. So our model really provides a team of 4 to 5 receptionists that will always be dedicated to that group of customers. Therefore, there is familiarity with the frequent callers and certainly with the customer, obviously.
Now, real estate is a very large business in America, but when you're offering this virtual office space, it's competitive. How are you different than anyone else?
We really set out with the mantra that most entrepreneurs, most small businesses, and even larger business now, don't need a permanent physical office anymore. People don't spend their entire day 9 to 5 in their offices anymore. Why? Mobile technologies allow us to now work more flexible. Business is conducted on a globalized basis now. People move around between life and work balance. We don't work 9 to 5 anymore, and we don't need that space and the overhead related to it anymore. A virtual office or a virtual office address gives you a lot more flexibility at a fraction of the cost of a physical office, yet still gives you that business identity.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about entrepreneurs. But for now, let's talk about major organizations.
Yep.
So you deal with a lot of major organizations. And I know, for example, you do a lot of work with Costco. Yep. Talk about what you're doing with them.
So when you look at the Fortune 1000 companies, we see about half of the Fortune 1000 companies transacting with DaVinci. That wasn't the case 10 years ago when we started the company, or 11 years ago. That really has happened over the last 3 to 4 years, probably past recession. And what we see is that large corporations divest of their physical real estate holdings. That's an overhead that they don't want on their balance sheets anymore. They want more flexibility for their staff members. They want to attract talent by implementing things as telecommuting or working from home, yet they still need to give their staff members the right space in the right places to conduct business. That's where we see Fortune 1000 companies transact with our product called DaVinciMeetingRooms.com. They book spaces for their employees where they need them, when they need them, for a professional purpose, while allowing their staff to actually telecommute or work from home.
And specifically with Costco, You're doing work. Talk about that type of work, what you're doing.
So we found that Costco initially booked one training at one large training room that we offer at a partner location of ours. Mm-hmm. We then quickly realized that they kept booking in other locations throughout the country, and we actually kept talking to the people at Costco that planned those corporate training events, and we found out that they really wanted the flexibility of being able to schedule a training in a right professional business environment with all the presentation tools available to them at a minimal cost factor. A training room with DaVinciMeetingRooms.com probably runs you somewhere in the $60 to $100 an hour. Any alternative will be a multiple of that.
So let's go back to 2006. A serial entrepreneur, you and your co-founder. What was your thinking? What was your vision when you started it?
My business partner actually had great background in the corporate real estate arenas and in the serviced office or business center areas. We wanted to create a global platform for virtual office solutions. So we didn't want to offer it on a local basis. We didn't even want to offer it on a national basis. We felt there was an opportunity to create a platform where any business, any solopreneur, any Fortune 1000 company could find a location, a virtual office address, a meeting space, or receptionist services where they really needed them. We saw that as a market opportunity, and obviously it was a lot of education in the beginning because, Robert, as you probably agree, in 2006, not everybody was ready to telecommute, not everybody was ready to work in distributed work environments, and so we definitely had an uphill battle.
Yeah. How did you handle that marketing communications message where you were sort of ahead of the game? I remember when I interviewed Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, he said, you need a 2-year runway. That's the right amount. Now, you're going into market. People didn't even know really what your business was. You had to educate them. How did you actually do that?
We decided we wanted to be an online company. We wanted to market our products online. We wanted to make our products available online because we knew that the people that were going to use our products were working online. So with that in mind, we committed very early on to online marketing strategies. And it allowed us to really measure our marketing efforts, but also change and modify our marketing messages very instantly and see the results from it.
When you're looking at those models, let's talk more about your leadership philosophy. If you were to really capsulize what your leadership philosophy is about, what is it?
I got to be with everybody, you know. I got to be every single day willing and wanting to do the same thing I expect from every employee in my company. That's very important. I think you can only lead if you show that you are on the same playing field with them.
And now you've 1,300 locations, so you can't really be with everyone because that's a lot of locations to be with. How do you ensure the excellence and your customer model is consistent throughout those 1,300 locations?
It's actually part of how we recruit our partner locations. We specifically find partner locations that are A plus, A or B plus operations, and we make sure that we have the right communication channels with them.
And on that, Martin, it's a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.